Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're on Pesachim 12, talking about the radiance. The Gemara mentions how Rav Shimi Bar Ashi said they taught these rulings only with respect to a discrepancy in the hours of the day. If one witness says that the offense occurred before sunrise, one other witness says it occurred after sunrise, their testimony is null, doesn't count. Sunrise is a clear demarcation of time, the note says. Hence, if two witnesses differ as to whether the offense occurred before sunrise or afterwards, their disparate testimonies are irreconcilable, Rashi says. It's true, even though the time difference is less than 2 or 3 hours allowed by Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Gemara says this is obvious, but if one witness says that the offense occurred before sunrise, one says it occurred during sunrise, their testimony is null. As the beginning of sunrise, Rashi points out, the Gemara says this is also obvious. What is it you might have said? What is it you might have thought to say? The Gemara says both of them are saying one thing, and this one who said that the offense occurred at sunrise was present at the glow before sunrise, and this was merely a radiance that he saw. Mistakenly thought the sun was already rising, so Rav Shimon Bar Ashi informs us no one would make such a mistake, and thus conflicting testimonies are voided. The key phrase I want to focus on is talking about the glow that is present and the radiance that was present. We should have it in our lives that we, on some level, have a glow and a radiance to our lives. You think about the Karan Or that Moshe had after the Chet Egel, I believe, when he would learn from the face of Hashem, and he had a literal radiance, a literal glow to his face from the learning of Torah. We too should have such a passion, a zeal for learning Torah, that we have a literal radiance to our being, and a radiance and a glow on our face that when people look at us, they see that we have such a positive glow and a radiance. People say when someone's pregnant, having a baby, there, that the person is glowing, is radiant, maybe because there's life growing in them, the beautiful miracle that Hashem gives. But we ourselves have such a wonderful ability, lahavdil, to have a radiance and a glow if we feel the passion, the fire burning from Torah. We should feel the joyousness of life and the happiness of life. Pirkei Avos says that we should have a countenance, a happy countenance, a pleasant countenance. We should greet people happily with joy. But if we have the Torah within us, we too can have a radiance and a joy and a glow in our own life. We should do what we can to have that radiance and glow from the Torah in our lives. If we truly learn Torah every day, try to involve ourselves in Torah, listen to, watch, read Torah, and be involved in Torah, learn Torah, we too can get that radiance and glow in our own life that comes from within and that is present on our face and on our countenance. Just as the Gemara talks about the radiance and the glow before sunrise, so too in our own life we should be involved in Torah, learn Torah, that we have the radiance and the glow that everyone can see around us, and they too should want to be inspired to learn Torah, be involved in Torah, to also have a radiance and glow within themselves. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 13 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.